If you've missed a show, the full audio library is at RadioMD.com. And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
And this is Dr. Mike. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, show that lets you take control, that teaches you how you can take control of your health so you live healthier, live longer. I've got three stories I want to get into in this hour. One is folate and blood pressure. A second is and stroke, DHA. That's the good DHA, 3 DHA omega 3, and heart disease. There's also one on walnuts and DHA and brain function. And the one I want to get to first, mother's sounds are building blocks for babies' brains. The sound of a mother's voice plays a critical role in babies' early development, researchers found. And the brain itself may rely on a mother's voice and heartbeat to grow. So this was 40 babies born 8 to 12 weeks prematurely, and the infants were confined to incubators and spent limited time with their mothers. Using tiny speakers placed inside the incubators, half of the babies were exposed to the sounds of their mother's voices and heartbeats for 3 extra hours every day. The other half received no additional exposure because we didn't know this worked. After 30 days, the babies in the first group, that is the ones that were exposed for 3 hours a day to their mother's voices and sounds of their mother's heartbeats, had a larger, significantly larger auditory cortex, the hearing center of the brain, than those in the second group. So it's a building block for babies' brains. We don't know how important it is, but clearly you build a bigger brain with that. So I can't say anything other than I love that story think it is a really important one. I don't know how you feel. How do you feel, Bridge? Does that make you feel like you should talk when you do have children? I know you're not married yet. Is that correct?
That I'm not married yet?
Yeah.
That's correct.
Because otherwise we should tell your mom, right? But anyway.
Yeah, I'm far from that point. There's no conversation.
So, Mom, we've got new news for you. No, I'm kidding.
She'll probably text me in a minute.
The point is that would that change your behavior? Would you want to talk to, because it is probably all the time during pregnancy that you will have this.
Yeah, I definitely think that's an important thing to do, especially if you know that it improves the quality of life of your child.
Well, we don't know that, but we do know that it increases their brain size. So,
which in turn could, yeah.
Absolutely.
I mean, I think that doing anything that you know can help is important. I mean, like I started doing after I started working for Dr. Roizen, and he tried to talk to me about whether I was sexually active, that I needed to be taking prenatal vitamins. And, I mean, I recommend it to so many people ever since he recommended it to me. Whether you're sexually active or not, if you're of childbearing age, it's good to take prenatal vitamins as a proactive type of thing. Right?
Absolutely. Let's go to dexohexanoic acid and adult memory. This was a review that was done and shows that, in fact, the taking 900 milligrams of dexahexanoic acid, DHA, omega-3, a day, significantly improves memory and decreases your development of cognitive dysfunction as you get older. So it decreased, it improved memory function in older adults who had mild memory complaints. Another study that was important was folic acid. This was 20,000 adults in China with high blood pressure who had not suffered a heart attack or stroke were given a daily pill with folic acid and either the high blood pressure pill enalapril or a pill with enalapril alone. Over 4.5 years, the study found the risk of stroke was 20% lower, more than 20% lower, if they had taken the folic acid. So the point of this is it seems like folic acid decreased your risk of having high blood pressure or high blood pressure related stroke. So very important study. Not as important as that one of losing weight get you to get rid of your atrial fibrillation. So I want to keep bringing that up. That study was the 355 people with atrial fibrillation. My favorite study of the month is the one on drinking red wine versus white wine versus beer versus spirits. And what they found, this is called the In Chianti study, 16-year-long look at blood, urine, and dietary questionnaires of hundreds of people living in the Italian winemaking region of Chianti, which is why it's called the In Chianti study. And what they found was that didn't matter whether you had white wine, red wine, spirits, or beer, that it was the alcohol, moderate alcohol, which really is one drink a night for women, one to two for men, decreased your risk of cardiovascular disease and all causes of mortality compared to those who drank no alcohol or drank more than three drinks a day. It didn't matter what type of wine it was. It didn't matter anything other than did you actually get some? So this has been where we've been talking today with a lot of really important subjects relating to what is the news of the week. My favorite, what's your favorite story of the week, Bridget, since we got you on the line?
Oh, the lunch lady story by far, and redesigning the lunchrooms to increase children's consumption of vegetables.
So it was how you design the lunchroom, Lady Lunch, how you design that lunchroom, the matters. My favorite was The Drugs That Lessens Alzheimer's Progression by 70%. It's being tried that you can do a lot of things currently to lower it on your own. You've been listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. We're back every week at this time. We hope you listen and enjoy it. Please write us if you want to say something else or tell us something else. udocs@gmail.com, udocs@gmail.com. Thanks for listening.
And another thing that I wanted to just add is Arianna Huffington, our guest from the first hour, she came out with her Thrive 6-week program to improve your stress levels and improve your sleep. You can sign up for that on May 3rd, and that's at www.oprah.com/thrive. As a great way to decrease your stress levels and improve your sleep and develop better connections with the people in your life, which I think is really important.
And improving stress is what you have to do when you misjudge the time by a full minute on your radio show. So thanks, Sonar, for wonderful engineering. Remember to take your two baby aspirin with a half a glass of warm water before and afterwards. Listen to the show for why to do that. We'll be back next week. Thanks, and stay well.
Are you suffering from hidden allergy symptoms such as lack of focus and fatigue? How about bloating, joint pain, headaches, or anxiety? Hi, I'm Dr. Suzanne Bennett, natural allergy and wellness expert. I have condensed over 25 years of my clinical experience into my new book, The 7-Day Allergy Makeover, a simple program to eliminate allergies and restore vibrant health from the inside out. This book is for anyone who wants more energy, more mental clarity, a powerful body, and to live allergy-free. I am offering 4 free gifts when you order my book today through Amazon or Barnes & Noble. For more information, go to drsuzanne.com/book. Again, that is drsuzanne.com/book to jumpstart your healing today.
Antioxidants, you've heard of them, but do you know what they're good for or where to get them? This is Sylvia Escott Stump of the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics. Antioxidants, they destroy the free radicals that cause cellular damage, and eating foods that are rich in antioxidants may help prevent cancer and heart disease. These foods include red wine in addition to grape juice, whole grain pasta, eggs, seafood, and canned beans, brightly colored vegetables, carrots, squash, broccoli, all the peppers, sweet potatoes, tomatoes, and kale are other tasty sources. And for those of you with a sweet tooth, good news. Honey, brown sugar, and maple syrup, in addition to fruits like blueberries, cantaloupe, peaches, and strawberries, also contain significant levels of antioxidants. Encouraging you to eat right, I'm registered dietitian Sylvia Escott-Stump with the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics,